In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Governor Jared Polis has signed a bill into law that would allow undocumented immigrants to get state housing benefits. CPR public affairs reporter Benta Berkland has more.
The measure would no longer require someone to verify lawful presence in order to receive a benefit for public housing or assistance. Polis also signed another bill that removes the term illegal alien from state contracts. Documents will now use the term worker without authorization. The measures are among several this session that Democrats are backing to provide more benefits and opportunities for undocumented immigrants in the state. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado schools could apply for money to purchase high-efficiency air filtration systems to help learning continue during the pandemic. Doug Bissonnet is the superintendent of the Elizabeth School District and says his district has had the mobile units and kept in-person learning the entire year, and only one student has had COVID-19.
These portable air filtration systems have been one of the essential components for keeping our students and our staff safe.
One University of Colorado Boulder study said two units in a classroom reduces the exposure to airborne particles by a factor of 5. In combination with measures such as social distancing, exposure is reduced by a factor of 20. A woman is suing the city of Loveland and police officers over her arrest last year. The woman was 73 and has dementia. The officer who arrested her is now on leave, pending an investigation. In June 2020, the officer pushed the woman to the ground and handcuffed her after she walked away from a store without paying for about $14 worth of items. Police video shows the woman looking confused and repeatedly saying, "I am going home," during her arrest. Across Metro Denver, snow showers this morning. In Grand Junction, sunny skies.